Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning, Writers Nation Radio listeners. Welcome to the call. Welcome to Writers Nation Radio Show. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and I have with me Shalandra Norman, the co-host. Hi, Shalandra. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Kaneen? And hello, Writers Nation. How are you today, Kaneen?
I am doing so awesome. I'm looking forward to our guests, and we have many exciting things coming up. But, Shalandra, yes. I just wanted to, speak a little bit about, we have a lot of things we want to speak about, but I'm just so fascinated around the president campaign.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to go straight into a hot topic before we get started and bring on our guests, because this is going to add a wonderful tip for writers, those who are looking to create a conversation with others, or those who are looking to just have something to blog about, write about, create something on social media just to get the conversation rolling, to get the juices flowing, create the buzz around what's going on in today's world. So, Shalandra, so what would you like to say concerning the president campaign?
Well, I'll use our tip for today for an example. I'll write about it. But as far as the campaign, I think, when we begin to discuss politics and religion and stuff like that, you kind of want to be in a crowd that's kind of like-minded, or, you just keep your comments to yourself, or you write about them. So, Kaneen, it's very different and entertaining, I would definitely say, for a lot of people. And as well, it's like it's entertaining. At the same time, it's a little interesting, and then it's kind of mind-boggling. And look at all these words I'm using. And it's kind of, it just really caused you to go into your mind and think about, am I doing what I need to do, and will I do what I need to do when the time comes? So I will leave that thought out there and just say, make sure, you do what you know to do when the time comes concerning the presidential campaign this year. So what about you, Kaneen? What are your thoughts?
So, Shalandra, I'm going to throw something out there, because I definitely like to create, I like to stir up things. So I'm going to say this. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
And Kaneen is now the host of the show.
So I just said that as a way to get the feeling of the crowd. And I would certainly love to, once we open up the caller queue, for those to come in and add your feedback and comments about today's show. But I just wanted to say that just to grab the attention of listeners. And that's what writing is about. I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but that is to grab the attention of listeners and those who's reading. So that's one of the writer's tips for today from the Writers Nation Radio Show. And we also going to add tips from the two guests that we have coming on the line, where you do something that's going to grab the attention of the reader or the listener. And you do something where some people may say, are you crazy? You voting for Donald Trump? Where others may say, oh, wow, I'm voting for Donald Trump, too. So now you're creating that whole buzz around a conversation and something that's interesting, something that people can relate to. And because that's a hot topic now, and there's so much going on in a political campaign, and it's so much that, that causes people, it just kind of spurs up emotions. That's what you want to do as a writer. You want to stir up the emotion, and you want to find something that's different And Shalonda, just really quick, I'm a part of the Public Speakers Association, and one of the things we speak about is how to make your audience climax. So it sounds like it's something, you know, sexual, entertaining, but it's really more about climax is a word that can relate to, but it's
right.
something where we speak about really how to entertain your audience and how to use certain words is going to grab your audience attention. So
exactly.
That would be the tip for the day. You know, understand how certain words may grab your audience attention. And it may not have to do with the topic or what you're writing about or speaking about, but just the title alone would get the person's attention to want to read what you have to say.
That is so true. I would totally agree. I've read many titles, and just the title, like you said, itself, you know, has caught my attention, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And then, you know, once you get into the reading, you're like, I never knew. Or this is nothing,
yes.
you know, compared to what the title talked about. And, you know, you're blown away because it's just the symbol of creativity, you know. And like we mentioned and like we often mention, you know, writing is creating. And I'm so excited, Kaneen, about, you know, just this platform in general and about, you know, being able to help so many that's out there and that's, you know, that's writers, inspired to be writers and that are published authors and getting ready to publish their books because, you know, writing, like we also mentioned, is a process. And so just beginning that process, you know, it takes courage.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes courage and just believing in yourself because you can definitely, you know, if you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, so, you know, thoughts are coming up and you're trying to create those thoughts or write those thoughts down, you know, on paper or type them, you know, on your laptop or your desktop. And sometimes that can be a little fearful or, or you can, you know, just really doubt yourself. And so we want to just, you know, put out there that, you know, just believe in yourself, begin to just, you know that you matter and that you can do whatever you set your mind to. And so you're created. You were created for a reason. So you have something to share. You have something to say. And like we, you know, have said in the past, if you, you know, you don't have to be this professional writer or this author, you know, but you can just write for your own self-will, your own self, you know, healing or for the betterment or your own self or your family. So, you know, writing is definitely significant. And I would say that it's essential, you know, to one's life and to others. I know I put a quote out there on my coaching page, and it talks about how writing, you know, how it heals and how it really, really just, you know, get your focus, you know, there and get your focus, you know, on track. Because, you know, when you're writing and you're writing a story, you really focus in on that story to create the characters. You know, if it's not your story, but if it's a story that, you know, that you thought of. And I know sometimes when I'm busy doing my other work, I think of all different types of ideas and, you know, possible stories. And so, you know, when you're writing those stories, or you may come up with the title and you write that title down, you know, initially.
Right.
You know, then you begin to create the story. So you need your focus there, your laser beam focus, you know,
yeah.
on that story to create it, you know, in whole. And it doesn't matter if you start at the beginning or the bottom, as long as you start. That's what matters.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about today, Kaneen. We're going to have a great show. We have awesome guests today. Awesome. And so definitely tune in and listen. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to press the number 1 for those that wants to call in, 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you have comments or questions. We will love to hear from you. And we are getting ready to go to a commercial break, right, Kaneen? I think now it's
yes.
time for a commercial. And when we come
yes.
back,
yes.
yeah, that's what I thought. We were really getting away. You threw us off with that. political question, but that's okay. I'm sure it made many laugh. But that's a good thing. So we're going to get ready and go to commercial break, and we're so excited about our guests because they have some great information to offer us today. Our next guest, I call him, just reading his bio and observing some of, reviewing some of his book's descriptions, I call him the business strategist. So he's sure he has his professional title, and we will all learn of it, and we will all learn some very valuable information. We can't wait to speak to him, and we will be right back after this short break. Do not move or budge.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda Norman and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Okay, welcome back.
No, go ahead, Kaneen.
No,
we're so excited
Shalonda,
to be back.
We all excited. I heard the pause, so I'm like, okay. So Shalonda, go ahead, take it over.
Sure. We're so excited to be back to introduce our very first guest who's going to give us a lot of information dealing with how writing is essential when developing, you know, business strategies and plans for all of those that are out there. And, you know, even if you're working and maybe you have a business idea or maybe you're a business analyst on your job, he's able to offer great information and how writing is a key. It's key, it's pivotal in, you know, just continuing to move up in the business. So we will not hold him any longer. We are introducing here with us today, Ronald Ricardo. How are you today, sir?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am excellent. We're so glad to have you on the show today.
Hi,
Michael.
Ronald.
Hello.
That's Kaneen, the co-host. What we want to do today, we want to, first of all, we want to want you to state your title, who you are, what you do, and what are some of the things that you have to offer to us today on this show.
Sure. I have about 30 years of experience. So during my career, I was a corporate executive at J&J and Fidelity, and then also I worked in the Big Five in a strategy and change management practice. And I've also founded the Catalyst Consulting Group. It's a boutique, and it helps companies grow, improve their performance, and also address some of their people issues, you know, leadership, coaching, some of the HR issues.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, I think I read, was it a part of your bio as far as you're an HR consultant, or was that one of your previous titles?
HR is one of the offerings that we have. So we'll give you an example. We've done things like helping HR functions transition from more administrative roles to more strategic roles. We've designed HR practices like succession planning, talent management, leadership. What we don't do is we don't do compensation and we don't do benefits.
Okay, gotcha. So, well, what I would like to know, I know I was, we actually post one of your books on our Facebook page, and it was dealing with strategy planning. So we want you to go a little bit into that, and the reason why I say that is because you did put on your, when you registered to be on the show, that, you know, writing is important, and how you was kind of sort of, you know, just would pick up your, maybe your book or your journal and just write, and you felt like you wasn't the greatest writer, but, I mean, look at you now. And I would definitely say just from your books alone that you, of course, you're an accomplished writer, of course, and there's, I'm sure you have tons of advice to offer regarding writing. So tell us a little bit of how important, you know, just being able to understand the skill of writing when it comes to being successful in business.
Well, you know, truth be told, even though I've written 8 books and about 60 articles, I honestly believe my wife is a better writer than I am.
Wow.
Kidding aside, it's the truth. I'm not trying to placate her. You know, earlier in my career, again, the truth, there's only one area I used to get dinged on my performance appraisal, and that was I couldn't write very well. You know, I had trouble organizing my thoughts. My sentences were much, they're like all over the place, or they were too complex. You know, and how I get, you know, I used to get hammered, really, honestly. It was the only part of my performance appraisal that I would get hammered on. And how I got into writing a book is I was speaking at a conference, and somebody came up to me who was a publisher, and she said, you know, this would make a fantastic book. And I started laughing, and she must have thought that, you know, what's going on? I said, boy, if I could connect you with my boss, it's the only area where I get whacked. And long story short, she convinced me to give it a try. It's not that hard.
Right.
And, you know, I tried. And the first book I wrote, it was not easy for me, you know. And then as you write more and more, it's like a muscle. You know, you get stronger. It's not as hard to collect your thoughts. You develop some skills. And I wouldn't say I'm accomplished, but I would say I'm better. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say, I mean, with 8 books, you're definitely a lot better. You know,
no, look, the reason why I have these books, I grew up with very humble means. My parents didn't have the ability to send me to a top-tier school, so I decided to credentialize myself through writing. You know, and that's really the truthful reason. It wasn't, you know, they couldn't send me to Yale. They couldn't send me to MIT. So I thought I would, you know, get a name for myself via writing. And also, you know, what it helped me do was collect my thoughts.
Right.
That's you know, good. It forces you to think through, oh, when I do strategic planning, here are the steps, you know. And hopefully it's made me a better consultant.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kaneen, do you have anything to ask Ricardo?
Yes. By the way, so Ronald, I believe we spoke before. Is that correct?
We may have.
Yes, we spoke before, and I believe we spoke pertaining to the Public Speakers Association.
Yes.
When I saw the name, I said, wow, I believe I've spoken to him before. So it's interesting that we are connected again. So, again, welcome. And how did you hear about the Writers Nation radio show?
I was networking to people. I wanted to make a concerted effort to do more radio and TV this year. And, you know, they spoke very highly of the program.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate whoever referred you as well.
Yes.
So that's awesome. I love to hear how people connect with us. And so, Wano, I love what you mentioned. It's all with, you know, strategic planning. It is. It's really strategizing your thoughts. And I love, and by the way, we added your quote as a weekly tip to Writers Nation Radio on Facebook, Writers Nation Show on Facebook. And I love what you said when you mentioned writing is like a muscle in your body. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Understand what style of writing you are best at and focus on that space. So that was something awesome to add as a tip for our listeners and all those who are part of the Writers Nation on Facebook. because, like you said, you felt like you were not a good writer, and that's so many where they feel like they're not a good writer. They may feel like they're not a good starter in terms of creating their own business. So you have all these skills where now you can show others how to strategize in creating your business. Did you do the creating business or just growing the business?
It was really used to grow the business. You know, I had some really good skills from being part of a big five company. And what really helped me the most, and maybe some of your writers who struggle can take solace, is I had somebody offer one bit of advice. They said, you know, we saw you speak, and you're pretty eloquent. Why don't you write the way you speak? And I thought about it. I said, well, you know, it took me a while to figure it out. And they said, when you start to write, talk, and after a period of time, my writing started to be like my speaking, and I got over, you know, choppy sentences. I got over being all over the place, you know, high fog index, and it helped me dramatically. You know, figure that one out, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome. So Ronald, did you have a team that assisted you in the writing process? Also saw that you co-authored with one of your books, you co-authored with someone, which is very important. That's what we're going to get into a little later on the show. But tell me about the process, team you going, and also did you have a team to assist you in completing the book?
Good questions. I think the advantage of having a co-writer is everybody has different, I believe, styles. And it's like any team, you know, or even your husband or your significant other. If you have a really good team or a significant other, and even a co-writer, you balance each other out. You know, you balance each other out in terms of style and also in terms of knowledge. So one thing was it allowed me to, I think, become a better writer by listening to what worked for other people. Two, it got me to acknowledge, you know, you're good, I'm good, but we all have limitations, you know. So can I write a textbook? I think I can. But quite honestly, the style in writing a mystery, I'm not sure I could write a mystery. I don't think I could do a whodunit kind of that's not my style of writing, you know. I wish I could, but I can't, you know. So I think that's normalized it. And also I've tended to write with some of my clients. So it does two things. It's one thing to say for a consultant to say, here's what you should do. It's another thing for an executive to say, here's what we did do. So I think it gives it a different flavor of credibility.
Wow. That's great. And I'm glad you said that because Shalonda and I, we're going to be writing several books together. And it's so interesting that the two different styles of personalities as well as writing. And, you know, Shalonda loves drama, and I'm more reserved, or maybe undercover reserved.
That's the key.
I'm not sure I believe that.
That's too funny.
But really, Shalonda is definitely, she's definitely the more outspoken one, the more one who loves the drama. And so it's funny how it brings the balance. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And it's, you have to know your style and your personality as far as, you know, creating a book when you're working with others. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And it's interesting to know how, you know, someone came to you and mentioned, you know what, this should be a book. And that's what is important because so many people, they may have an idea or they may have something they teach upon or something, and they don't really know if they should put it in a book. And Shalonda and I had a conversation earlier about, I forgot the name of the person, Shalonda, you mentioned, but she mentioned how this person said it's important to start a book and to, you know, have a book because it's the foundation of your credibility.
Lisa Nichols, yeah.
So
I would agree with everything you said. Everything you said I would agree with. And the only other learning I would share with the audience, and this was a learning I learned probably a little bit too late, is it going to be self-published or are you going to go with a top-tier publisher? And what I found was what I thought were the benefits of being part of a larger publishing house, those were more aspirational than real. You know, you go to a place like a Wiley, and you still have to do your own public relations. You still have to do your own marketing, and you only get 20 cents on a dollar as opposed to self-publishing, I've actually sold more homes.
Wow. That's good. That's another great tip, and we spoke about that last week as well. So I know Shalonda probably had a few things, but also while we want to make sure that everyone understand exactly how to get in contact with you, some of the names of your book that you have written, as well as exactly how you can serve others and what you can do for others and just how they can contact you again.
Sure. Multi-part question. So I've written 8 books. The books have rather than titles, I'll give you the topical areas. The books have been on strategic planning, how to grow your business, teams. There's been books on change management and business transformation. You know, those are the major areas. In terms of getting in touch with me, my email address is first initial last name. So it's RRECARDO. At catalystconsultinggroup.org. And the work we do is it spans small startups to large clients. So some of our clients are the GEs of the world, Philip Morris's of the world, Pfizer's of the world, and some of them are obviously more smaller companies where it's more of an entrepreneurial nature. And again, the kind of work, it's how you grow your business, how to develop a business plan, how to make sure you have the right metrics in place. If you're looking to grow externally, you know, joint ventures, that kind of thing, if you're a bigger company, all the way to how to improve your performance, to how to address the people issues, to be a more effective leader, how to, you know, create consequences so that you can get the right kinds of behaviors from your employees.
With nonprofits?
We have in the past, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Shalonda, back to you, but before I turn over to Shalonda, I want to thank you so much, Ronald, for joining, and we want to welcome you back to come on again and again, and also go to Facebook and like us, Writers Nation Show on Facebook, and again, thank you so much for coming on, joining, and offering such wonderful tips. Shalonda?
Yes, thank you so much, Ronald, for your information. And those tips, I know two in particular that you mentioned, the style of writing as well as marketing. Once you finish your book and you begin to publish or make or ask yourself the question, should I self-publish or should I go through a publishing company? And that's very, very important for writers, authors to understand the difference between self-publishing and going through a publishing company and which one would be the most beneficial. So we really thank you for your expertise. We thank you for taking out the time to come on and share your knowledge with us on today. And right now, audience, we're going to get ready for our next guest. She has a lot of information as well to offer, and there's a uniqueness about this next guest as well in her writing. So, again, thanks so much, Ronald. We hope that you come back and share even more knowledge with us. And right now we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Okay, welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. If you're just tuning in, you want to stay connected every Tuesday because we have a wonderful treat every week, every Tuesday, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 Central Standard Time. And also, I'm going to welcome Shalonda, co-host again. Shalonda?
Yes. Yes, hello there. I'm so excited, Kaneen, for our next guest because, like I said, she has a uniqueness. So I can't wait to see, you know, to just hear her story and just hear the information that she has to offer us. So let's get right to it. Our next guest we have, her name is Tina D.C. Hayes. Welcome, Tina. How are you today? Okay,
hello.
Seems like we're having a little technical difficulties right now, but Tina, hopefully they're going to work that out shortly, but we have Tina as our next guest. So, well, mm-hmm. Kaneen, do we have any more tips to offer while we wait
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you know,
well, let's go for it.
Always, always, always have tips. And by the way, again, you can like us on Facebook at The Writers Nation. The Writers Nation show. And also, what's interesting about the Writers Nation is we have so many different people from so many different areas, backgrounds, topics, and they all writers and they all authors. Well, some may be authors, some are looking to write. You don't have to have a book per se, but if
right.
you have an idea, bring it to the show, and we'll begin to offer feedback and suggestions and advice on how to really take the idea and turn it into something that's going to be completed, that's going to be marketable, and also that's going to really do something for who you are as far as your credibility. So we definitely want to welcome you on the show every Tuesday. You can go to thewritersnationradio.com and subscribe. And I also want to say, you know, for those who feel they don't have the experience, don't worry. We all started out with no experience, and that's why you become and join a part of a network where you have others that's going to hold you accountable and also encourage you as well as cheer you on to complete all the projects that you have. And also, Shalonda and I, before, you know, I want to make sure I get to this, but Shalonda and I are also going to be offering coaching as well for those who are looking to write their books, those who are looking to write plays. We want to hear from you definitely. And also we're looking for a mastermind team to begin to write plays and write films. So that's the area we're going to be moving into, as well as children's books. So we definitely want to encourage you to come and be a part and just connect. You have questions, you have comments, we want to hear. Just go to Writers Nation Radio .com or like us on Facebook, Writers Nation Show, and we'll get right back with you. And before I'm sorry, Shalonda, before we move forward, I just want to add this tip because I thought this was very, very good from my
okay.
next guest, Tina. She said, stories can be inspired from dreams, random thoughts, what ifs, even from a radio song, she said, puts her in the mood to write. So whatever it may be, think about it. Shalonda, you mentioned to me before when you go running, you say you like to listen to certain type of music, and it puts
yes.
you in that mood and give you ideas to write, whether it's film or write a book. So think about what inspired you and begin to write. If you just watch somebody, you begin to come up with ideas. Whatever your imagination take you, let that take you on paper and begin to write them down. And it doesn't, you don't have to do it consistently. Meaning like, you know, every day, just start. If you do it maybe once a week, just start. But make sure
yes.
you start. So, Shalonda?
Yes, and now I think Tina is ready. So we have her live on here. Tina D.C. Hayes, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
We are great. We are
Hello.
Great.
Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
We're so glad to have you on the show. And we're also excited about, you know, some of the books. I love suspense. That is like one of my top categories, suspense. Well, I can just go down the line, suspense, mystery, horror, you know, all of that.
Okay.
But I think you have a twist to yours. So that is like my, I want to ask you that, my first question. Tell me about the twist. I think it's like a suspense mixed with a little romance, or it's something to it, right? It has a little twist.
Are you still there? Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Unless you lost Shalonda, but go ahead, Tina, yes.
Okay, well, my latest book is Queen of Schnapps, and yes, it's sort of a different type of story. It's suspense, very heavy on the dark humor. The story's about an alcoholic serial killer, hell-bent on getting everything her crazy heart desires, and one of her favorite things to do is to get rid of anybody who stands in her way. The story is like, it's sort of like a roller coaster ride through the mind of a lunatic. But I think it's a lot of fun.
So, Shalonda, are you back? Okay. So, Tina, this serial killer is a woman.
Yes.
That's interesting. So that definitely is a twist. And what caused her to go on that journey? How did you come up with that, basically?
This was another one of those what ifs. You know, one thing that I've found, like, through life is people are not usually what you at first think they are. You know, I mean, some of the craziest people you could ever meet might end up looking like your fourth grade English teacher or something. And so I sort of ran with that. And Judith Webster is the name of my main character. And she looks, you know, just like the next door neighbor. I mean, you would just never know that she's insane. And I just sort of ran with that. And the whole story is nobody around her has any idea that she's insane. And that's what kind of makes it fun, too. They just think she's got this quirky sort of, like, sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't take anything to set her off. So it's really kind of funny.
Oh, that's good. And I love it because it's a suspense, but yet it's also some humor in there. So I love that. Now, this is a fictional book.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I hope everybody understands that. I don't want to scare anybody with the story if they thought this was real because it gets kind of bizarre in there.
So, Shalonda?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, all right. So I want to ask, before I turn over to Shalonda, Tina, I want to ask you really quick because I know so many. For me, I specialize in self-help books and things like that and also playwriting, but never really venture out into fiction, and that may be something that I'll consider later. So I'm glad that we have someone on the line that has written a fiction book, and I wanted to ask you, what was the process like for you in writing a fiction book?
Well, I plot everything before I even start to write. I get the idea, and I kind of work the idea in my mind, you know, for a few days, you know, with the what-if situations and stuff, and then I go right to plotting it. I like to make a big outline, character sketches, maybe a few ideas for scenes, and then I get that going. But then as I start to write, you know, if things go a little bit different than I have planned, I'll run with that too. I mean, outlines are made to be tweaked.
Wow. Okay. Shalonda?
Yes, I'm so sorry about that, Tina, and about that, you know, listeners. You know, that what just happened to me, Tina, I would say this, it happened to me, I believe, the last show, right, Kaneen? Technical difficulties. So that gave me my next book idea, The Life as a Radio Co-host, to really, really, you know, talk about, you know, what really goes on behind the scenes. But I think that'll be attention grabber, like you mentioned earlier, Kaneen. But, Tina, back to you.
Okay.
What I wanted to say, I didn't get a chance to hear what your book is about. And like I said, I'm this huge suspense fan. But what I wanted to know, when you're creating your book, this is not your first book.
No, this is my seventh,
I
believe.
Your seventh. Awesome. What I want to know, when you're creating your suspense, now, do you go off and write, or do you stay around the, you know, at home with family, or just tell us a little bit about your experience when you begin to write a suspense in particular?
Oh, I'm lucky. I have a room in my house downstairs.
Okay.
It's my office. And since I have a 10-month-old daughter, too, I have four kids, but she's my youngest. And so, yeah, most all my writing is right here in the house.
Okay. All right. Wow. And you don't have any disturbance. They're already drilled. They know, do not come in this room when I'm in here.
Pretty much. They know that they can knock on the door if it's something important, you know. So, and then she's in here a lot of the time with me, too, when I write. She's upstairs right now to, you know, for this, so.
Oh, okay. Now, when you for all seven of your books, have you written all of them alone, or have you had ghostwriters or a team of writers to help you, or what was that like?
Oh, no, they're all mine. They're just all me.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. So as far as getting this, the new book out, do you have any type of, I guess, plan, marketing plan, or what can you offer to new authors that are, you know, just finishing up their first book? What would be some of the methods that you've used in the past that has worked, didn't work? What can you share in that area?
Okay, on marketing? Well, I Queen of Schnapps is through a new publisher that's, I just love my new publisher. It's Bison Publishing, and they do a lot of the PR. They had scheduled like an online like launch party sort of thing, blog tours, and that. I believe they set up this interview today too. So that's great.
Awesome.
Also, for new authors with their first book or something, I would suggest getting the word out there a few months in advance if possible. Through a website, through Twitter, Facebook, word of mouth, anything like that. Because the more buzz you can get about your book, the better it is.
Yes. Now, you have a publisher now for your new book. Now, in the past, have you used the same publisher or another publisher, or how did you do your marketing for the first couple of books?
Oh, I've had another publisher. The first two books, I write Cozy Mysteries as well, and the first two books from my Cozy Mystery series were with a different publisher, Greygate Media, and then I also self-publish as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I know, that really is. As far as the self-publishing, do you prefer that over the getting a publishing company, or what is the, I guess, your experience as far as doing both, the self-publishing versus the publishing company?
Oh, I like both ways. They both have their pros and cons. With a publisher, I really like with the publisher that they do a lot of the extra work for me. So it gives me a lot more time to work on the, you know, the fun part of writing the story and coming up with that sort of thing. With self-publishing, I'm also sort of, my kids would say I'm a control freak, but I'm not really. But, you know, with the self-publishing, I have complete control over everything that I do. So.
Awesome. Were you going to say something? Did you have something to add?
Oh, no, I like both ways of doing that. So,
okay.
And I think a lot of authors today do that. A lot of authors that I know like to have a publisher and then have, like, other projects that they self-publish.
Right. Well, that's definitely, you know, you offer some really good information regarding that, and I think those are key things, very important things for, you know, writers and authors to know when it comes to, you know, publishing your book, which route to go, which one, of course, like I mentioned, you know, before, which one is, you know, the most beneficial. Well, I really do, you know, thank you for your time today, Tina. So excited for you. Do you have anything that you would like to add?
I just appreciate being on your show. I really do appreciate it. And I love your show. I've listened to a few of your episodes.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Well, what we would like for you to do is mention the book that you're promoting at this time, as well as all of your contact information, your social media, your email, how can, you know, your readers, your fans can, you know, get in touch with you, or, you know, just purchase your book and provide comments or questions. What is your contact information?
Okay. Well, my latest book is Queen of Schnapps. Let's see. The best way to get a hold of me for the readers, they could Google me or do a Bing search under Tina D.C. Hayes, and that would my website would come up and my Amazon author page. And from there, they could get onto my Twitter, my Facebook account, and my Goodreads author page as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your website. That's the WordPress.com. That's your website, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, thank you so much, Tina, for being on the show, and thank you for your expertise. Yes.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask Tina a really quick question. We're going to go on a break.
Ahead.
Okay.
So, Tina, have you thought about this becoming a movie?
Yes, I would love if that happened. Actually, I even know the perfect actress. Sarah Paulson would be the perfect Judith Webster.
Okay. And also, when you was kind of talking about the book, I had an idea, And just to throw something out there, because I love creating, you know, different, like, events and things like that. Have you ever thought about maybe when you do your book release, I don't know if you have done it already, but maybe creating, like, a suspense type event where you have, it's like a mystery where you have to solve the mystery.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
That does sound like a fun idea.
So you can create you know, a book release party, but also, you know, to get people definitely to come out and sponsor is to create something that's going to be fun. I forgot the name. It was a game. I think it was called Clue.
Yeah, Clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you do something where you create a game around it, like a, some type of, you know, like something that's mysterious, something where they have to solve the mystery. And also, again, you get to promote your book as well, as well as have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So that may be something interesting. And I just
I love that idea. This book's already out, but I love that idea. I'm going to definitely keep that in mind. I might steal that idea. I love that.
Well, yeah, it's for you. Yes, it's for you. That's why I mentioned it. And I want to also ask, how can we also support you in your book?
Well, if any of your readers would like to read my book, the best way to support me would be to, like, if they could leave me a review if they read my book. That would be awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lana. Back to you. Thank you, Tina, so much for joining us, and we welcome you back. And
you're welcome.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Y'all. Oh, I will.
And reviews are so important, too. So thank you so much for that. And definitely, readers, go out. And once you read her book, give her reviews. If you've already read some of her books, give her reviews on that as well. They are important to us. We're very appreciative of them. So thanks again, Tina, for being on the show. Certainly come back, because I can just see that you're going to, you know, write, and then write some more. And I really hope that, you know, your books turn into movies. I don't know if you want them all to, but I can definitely see this one, like Kaneen said, turning into a movie. And
this
I will definitely
movie,
come
yeah.
and support you. Yeah.
Okay. And Tina, what
state
are you in?
So I could definitely see this turn into a movie, as well as, you know, others. So certainly come back and join us in the near future.
Oh, I'd love
thank
to.
You so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to go to a break right now, but we will be right back.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Join Shalonda Norman and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Okay, welcome back. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and we also have co-host Shalonda Norman. Shalonda?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure you're there. So, again, we want to thank everyone.
I'm not going
everyone.
Anywhere this time.
All right, awesome. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions or comments, press 1, and our producer will let us know that you are in the caller queue. We would love to hear your comments, your feedback. And also, whatever you have questions on, if you're looking to write, if you're a writer, if you already authoring a book, if you're in the beginning stage or the middle stage, we want to hear from you. And by the way, what you add and contribute to someone else's life as well, because the question that you have, I'm pretty sure so many people have the same question. So we definitely welcome all your questions and comments. And again, go to The Writers Nation on Facebook and like us. We'll be offering many wonderful tips, many things that's coming up, many exciting news that's coming up as well, many things that we're going to be venturing into. We want you to be a part of it.
Yes.
So we definitely welcome you to like us, and our Twitter page will be up very, very soon. You know, this whole social media thing, I have to be honest, I'm really trying to work with it.
Oh, wow. Don't even begin.
Yes, but I have to be honest about it. But, you know, the great thing about it as a writer is so easy to really, you know what to discuss on social media. But the thing is just being consistent with it. And that's part of writing. That's part of blogging. That's part of anything you do, you know, in your life and your business, is being consistent with it. And that's something that we offer as coaches and writers, where how to be consistent with who you are, definitely first, how to be consistent with your message, whatever that may be. And also, Shalana, is very interesting, because some people may not even know the message or what they want to say, but they know they have something to say.
Right, exactly.
And
I was going to expound on that, but okay. I wanted to mention that one point I had a speaking engagement, and it's been a couple of years ago, and I was actually at a point where, you know, a lot of things were kind of foggy. You know, you get to those points in your life where things look a little foggy, not so clear, and you've been invited to maybe speak or, you know, write, and, you know, your focus is kind of like here sometimes, is over there, you know, over here, over there, and I didn't turn down the opportunity. I said, of course, I'll come and I'll speak, and so, you know, I really just try to put myself to the side and just focus on, you know, the theme and the purpose behind me speaking and what I had to speak about, Kaneen. And so I know it's been about almost 6 or 7 years ago, probably a little bit more than that. I would say at least 6 years ago. And I was on social media, and I was actually saying happy birthday to someone. It was like one of my friends on social media. And so they were like, oh, thank you so much, and you're awesome, and I just want you to keep encouraging, you know, me and others, and sending out encouraging words, and still continue to speak, because I still remember that message. And we're talking over 6 years ago, Kaneen. And I'm like, really? And I'm just, you know, I'll randomly say happy birthday, you know, to some of my social media friends, whether I know you or not, and I'll just say it, you know, because it's a nice thing to do, a thoughtful thing to do, you know, to that individual on a special day of theirs. And so she remembered me from years ago speaking at an event, and I couldn't even remember her face, but you know how that made me feel? Like, then I touched her life. You know, I sowed that seed years ago, and then she brought it right back to me. And, you know, I said all that to say that's how powerful, you know, just writing is. Because, you know, when you do write, you know, writing can lead, and a lot of times, many times, you know, Kaneen, you can testify to this, that it leads to speaking. And you don't have to be you know, in speaking classes all your life, or speech class all your life, and, you know, and study speech so that you can be this great speaker. But, you know, just your story alone will open up that door and opportunity for you. And so when she said that, you know, I wrote down my message, and you know how we all do when we have a speaking engagement, we go home and we study, we research, and we write down our message. Rarely ever do we come from what we've written down, but we get it, you know, it's what's in us. And so it may not be word from word or, you know, exactly how we wrote it down, but it's going to come out because it was in us, you know, and it was there. And the points, the main points, you know, will come out and speak to the listeners. And so, you know, by her saying that, that was so inspirational because, you know, I remember that was years ago. And when it was that time for me to speak and to uplift, you know, I needed to be uplifted myself. So, you know, I said all that to say that, you know, when you do write and, you know, you may not be able to focus at that time or may not be able to get your point, you know, across the way that you would like to or the way that you want to, but just keep at it, you know, because what it's doing is you're putting those little seeds down on, you know, paper, and they'll come back, and you can go back and, you know, and read something that you wrote years ago, you know, or you may tell somebody something that you wrote, you know, you heard it and you wrote it down, you know, years ago, and that person, you know, that you're speaking to today needed to hear that, something that you know, you heard years ago. And so that's a, you know, awesome experience. Go ahead, Kaneen. Did you want to say something?
You said something that really stood out to me and about planting the seed. And that's what writing does. It plants the seed into your future because it begins to create something that was not in existence. And I just want to share a really quick story. And Shalonda, by the way, we also have to share information on our books as well.
That's right.
So, you know, I pour in, if you're not writing, to sketch, because it all has to do with writing. And I remember years ago, I would constantly draw out what I wanted in the house. And I would write in my journal. I would draw it out every night, and I'd draw little bedrooms, and I'd draw the fireplace, like in detail exactly what I wanted in the house. And I remember going on Craigslist and looking for a house, and it had no information about the house. So the day I had gone to see the house, it was amazing. Exactly what I had drew and sketched in my journal was exactly in every detail, from the lake in back of the house to a breakfast nook to the four bedrooms. I mean, it was everything that I wanted.
Wow.
But I didn't take the next step.
Today we need the good ending. We need the good ending.
No, but this is my point where so many people want to know what's next.
Yes.
And I forgot to write down the process of what's next. So that's what we here for, what we do, where we provide the what's next. Because I sketched it, but I didn't write down the process and what I was going to do, what I was going to pay for the house, steps I was going to take. I didn't write down any of that. So once I got there, I was so afraid to take that next step and move forward in purchasing it because I didn't write it down. I didn't have a visual of what the steps will look like. And sometimes you don't know what it's like. Sometimes, you know, life will take you into different many turns and journeys, but that's the interesting part of writing, where you get to go through the journey and also create it. So I just wanted to say as well, you know, the importance of writing, not just for writing a book or a play, but writing for yourself, sketching down what you want to see come forth. And I've seen it so many times where I've written something. I'm sure, Shalonda, you have as well.
Yeah.
And you actually see the manifestation of it. And that's because writing is the seed that you plant into your future. So I want to encourage others to always write, whether you're going to put it out, you know, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it may be, or you putting it in your journal, or you just stating it to someone, but also, you know, and, you know, make sure you write it down and also provide the what's next experience. So that's what we're going to be working on, Shalonda. Our ebook is going to be coming out very soon of, you know, now you've written what's next. So also, again, I want to remind our listeners every Tuesday to join in at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 Central Standard Time, by calling in 347. Shalonda, I forgot the number.
347-989-1363.
Thank you so much for that. And and by the way, again, like us on Facebook at the Writers Nation Show, and also you can go to my personal website, which is thewritercoach.com. If you're looking for inspiration as well as information on how to write your book, and just the encouragement and the motivation, and also someone who holds you accountable in completing your book, you can contact myself, and Shalana's going to give all her information as well. And you can go to Amazon as well and pull up my name, Kaneen Morgan, K-A-N-E-E-N, Morgan, and you'll be able to pull up Finding Your Way and The Gift of Encouragement. That's both my books. And Shalana, you want
to? Yes, as well as you can go to Amazon for my book as well, Life Interrupted, Get the Hell Out of My Way, I've Got a Life to Live. And you can type in my name, Shalana Norman, as well. Definitely go to our Facebook pages. Happy Wealth Coaching is my inspirational and coaching page, dealing with, you know, writing, coaching you in writing, as well as, you know, life experiences. And definitely like the Writers Nation page as well. I do have a personal Twitter, Shalana Norman, as well as Instagram, Shalana Norman. And I'm always updating and encouraging and uplifting you. Something pertaining to, you know, your life, writing, your dreams and goals. Let's not forget, let's never give up, you know, on ourselves, because we matter. And thank you so much for joining with us today. And we really hope that you have a
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.